Hey everybody, we are here with our friends from Dell. We're going to take you through some exciting new products, many of which are really going to deliver on the gaming needs that we all have. First, let me introduce Matt. Matt,
hey,
thanks for taking some time.
Thanks.
Tell us a little bit about what you do at Dell.
So I'm the product manager for our Inspiron all-in-one PCs.
Okay.
Yep.
And we're going to talk a little bit about new products, some of which have some really great gaming capability.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, before we get into that, I think it's important for people to understand that Dell as a gaming company is actually doing more than just Alienware, have been for a while. Many know that, but some don't, and a lot of the products we're going to talk about today really deliver great gaming scenarios for gamers at prices that I think are really affordable. So Matt, talk to us a little bit about how you think about gaming from Dell.
Yeah, so obviously we've got our Alienware brand, which is our premium gaming brand. We're building a brand underneath it called Inspiron Gaming. Right, and it's part of the Dell family, but basically it's built for folks that don't have the budget to spend on an Alienware PC, so we want to make sure that we're servicing those customers. And then we're making more and more of our Inspiron products gaming capable. So gaming capable being that it has a GPU to do maybe some light gaming.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, and the truth is there are a lot of the games that we love as PC gamers that don't necessarily always require an Alienware Area 51.
That's
much
right.
As we'd all love to own one.
Yeah.
But until that day we do, there's a lot of the games we play that don't necessarily need all that horsepower, right?
Absolutely, and there's a lot of users that don't necessarily want to play that game, right? They want to play lighter games, but right. They do game, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, let's start then and talk about some of the new product releases that you have. Let's start here with this all-in-one.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is our Inspiron 24 5000 series. So this one is gaming capable with our RX 560 graphics. And obviously, we've spent a decent amount of money implementing our Infinity Edge display, which we made successful with our XPS 13 launch and then to our XPS 15. We're carrying it into other parts of the portfolio, but it really gives that immersive experience, edge-to-edge, anti-glare, high brightness, full HD, and this one happens to be touch as well.
Oh, that's great.
Right?
So, in effect, you've got a really great all-in-one that's very affordable. What was the price point on this one?
This one starts at $699 and goes up from there.
Goes up from there.
Yeah.
But this can also be used for some light gaming, right? So
yeah.
This is a place where Dell is delivering an experience with Inspiron and an all-in-one that can do that in addition to taxes and email and browsing. And
for sure, yeah. So if you're a mainstream consumer that maybe does a lot of video streaming, this is a great product, but if you outfit it with the RX 560, it'll also be a nice box for light gaming.
Okay, let's move down one. We've got another all-in-one that Dell has just announced, which is even more gaming capable. Talk to us about this device.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is the Inspiron 27 7000 series. We have built this with VR in mind, right? So it has all of the computing and graphics performance to run full-scale VR. We're talking Oculus, HTC, whatever you want to throw at it, it has that capability. So from a GPU perspective, the entry price point starts with a 560, an RX 560 by AMD, the Polaris architecture.
What is that price point real quick?
That's $999.
Okay.
Right? And then the upgraded GPU, which gives you the VR capability, is the RX 580.
Oh, great.
Right. and on this product, we also offer two displays, so same investment we made with the 24, we've made here with Infinity Edge 27-inch, and it'll be available with a full HD or a UHD 4K.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting, because as a platform, we've actually made a lot of investments around 4K on the OS side with Windows 10, doing a lot of work around UHD and HDR. So it's really great for us to see OEMs leaning in to support that kind of game, these kind of game scenarios. So that's fantastic.
Yep.
And by the way, my wife has one of the big XPSs and loves it.
Oh,
so this will be a good opportunity for me to spend more money.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. and supports Oculus, right?
Supports Oculus, supports HTC Vive, right? So, if you're in the market for an all-in-one PC that has the gaming capability and you want to get in, you're interested in VR, this is a great PC for that.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, Matt, this is fantastic. Thanks for taking us through these. I'm going to let you go back to work, and we're going to pivot around here and talk about another product that Dell's released with Joe. Joe?
How you doing?
Thanks for taking time.
Yeah,
Joe's becoming kind of a friend. We've interviewed him before about products that he builds for gamers. And we heard from Matt talking about the sort of brand architecture, if you will. The way that Dell thinks about gaming has had the Alienware forever. We're about to hear about a desktop that you're bringing to market that is not Alienware, but is fantastic for gaming, right?
Yeah, so as Matt said earlier, we don't think gaming is driven by budget. Your enthusiasm for gaming is driven by your enthusiasm for gaming. And while for Alienware, for the last 10 years with Dell, and for the 10 years before that when we were private, we built everything in these products is designed 100% for gaming, even if it doesn't look great for someone who wants to do photo editing. They're incredibly high-end PCs, but they look like gaming machines. Yeah. But again, not everyone has that budget. So a few months ago, a year ago, the Alienware group took over the Dell gaming products. And so this is the first one we've done in a desktop form, and this is the Inspiron Gaming Desktop. And so what makes this unique, one, we launched it with the Ryzen R5 and R7 processors. We have NVIDIA or AMD graphics because gamers have loyalty to both.
Yeah.
But the thing that we really wanted to do was make certain that the things that truly make it a gaming product are expandability, upgradability, all the different things that you know, gamers are never happy with the machine 6 months later because something else comes out.
New technology.
Absolutely. So even in this, we offer two graphics slots, so you can add Crossfire SLI later. Everything in here is upgradable, CPUs, GPUs, memory. We even added a 5 1/4 inch drive bay, so if you still have that old 5 1/4 inch ODD, you can still put it into this sort of mid-tower chassis.
That's awesome.
All the thermals are built around extra graphics and extra performance. Obviously, we have lighting in this because lighting is kind of synonymous with gaming, something we started at Alienware, you know, 10 years ago. So what we're trying to do is build all the things that we've learned by running gaming at Dell for 10 years. We're trying to bring some of that to a more affordable platform, and that's what this product stands for. And so we start at $649. We have Oculus configs that are available from $849. And then, again, we do NVIDIA, AMD, all Ryzen processors, R5, R5X, R7, R7X, and of course, a lot of memory in there as well. So
that's awesome. You know, the thing I won't elaborate too deeply, but we've been making a ton of investments on the platform side in gaming, and we have really great features and experiences that kind of walk up this value chain from an entry-level PC all the way to the Alienware. So it's really, I mean, it's exciting for us to see you guys releasing PCs that are maybe slightly more affordable, but meant for gaming, because the OS is going to support that. One of the things I wanted to mention, which is really interesting here, the fact that you've got dual graphics slots there is awesome. One of the things that's awesome about the platform is that with DX12, you can actually put two differently branded GPUs, and it can be supported through something we call explicit multi-GPU support. Now, the game developer has to write to support that, but it's a great sort of consumer story, because it means if they buy this with the AMD, later, if they want to bring the NVIDIA in, because maybe NVIDIA makes a new announcement, they can do that, and then as long as the game supports it, then yay, right?
Yeah, no, and again, we think that there are some features that truly make a gaming desktop a gaming desktop.
That's one.
And offering two graphics slots is it.
That's right.
You know, the graphics performance out there is the most amazing it's ever been, but in 2 years, it's going to be even more amazing.
Well, later this year.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Someone's going to make an announcement. They've got something better.
Even later this year, yeah.
So that's fantastic. Is there anything else about this particular device you want to tell us or that we should let folks know?
Well, the other things we did on this, we made sure that even on the front we had, of course, audio, but also all the different ports. So USB Type-C, USB 3.1, USB 3.0, even an SD card reader, because you want that accessibility from the front.
Yeah.
And
well,
so,
and I mean, I don't know if it's being captured on tape as well as I can see it, but while this may be not quite as aggressive looking as an Alienware 51, this is a beautiful machine.
Yeah.
Like the aesthetic of it. And that may be the last consideration for someone at this price point, I don't know. But they're going to love having this in their home.
Well, we think actually that's what helps set it apart is the aesthetic. Because if you think about the DIY market, the first thing you do is decide on the case you want.
Right.
And so, you know, God, when we first started doing this, everything was a beige case. So we were
that's
first successful, you know, 20 years ago by offering a case that wasn't beige.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we started doing lighting 10 years ago because it was just the next thing to kind of personalize and differentiate. Yeah. So the first thing we did when we decided to make purpose-built Dell gaming machines is figure out it needs to look and feel like a gaming machine. Oh. Even we at CES, we launched even a notebook here that still got a gaming ID for Dell with, you know, aggressive thermals and, you know, aggressive lighting even on the keyboard and different colors. Yeah. So being, you know, under the Dell gaming brand, it has to feel and look like a gaming PC, because that's some of the pride you have as a gamer as well as in your rig.
That's great, because I know that there's a lot of folks who don't necessarily have time or even the technical know-how to do all of the modding and component changing themselves. So being able to have confidence in, in a device
and
a price point.
And our support department supports your upgrades.
Oh,
so if you add or add more memory later and you call in our support, we're not going to tell you remove it before we help you.
That's awesome. So, Joe, this is fantastic. Thanks for sharing this with us.
You're welcome.
Now, before we leave, one of the things I want to understand is where can we tell folks to go get information about all the devices they've seen here?
Sure. So this product right here is already available in China.
Okay.
But it'll be available in the U.S. starting 6/13.
Okay.
But just go to Dell.com/gaming and you'll find out about our Dell gaming products, about all of our Alienware gaming products, even some of the all-in-ones. We'll have a link off of there as well. So,
okay, so Dell.com/gaming for all your gaming needs from Dell.
Yep.
All right. Yep. Joe, again, thank you.
Yep.
Folks, you've seen some really great products here from our friends at Dell. I'm sure we'll be talking to them again more in the future because they continue to innovate. This has been Peter Aurelian. Thanks for joining us.